The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Morning. What's going on? It's just like, is there a president of the United States? Is there anyone in charge in North America? All these global elitists, you know, Trudeau, what are you doing? I don't know what's going on with this smoke thing, but I heard things, and I'm telling you, when Trudeau's involved, you know something is up. I don't trust these people. I don't trust the Canadians are beautiful people, but this guy Trudeau, how do you not apologize? Why was there a press conference for Biden? A press conference? Was there anything? I mean, could someone help me out here? Anything from the United States government? I might have missed it. Fair enough, I might have missed it. I don't see anything. I don't see any explanation. It's just that it's a wildfire. I'm not buying any of it. Something's up. And if it is a wildfire, how does it start, and how does it get so out of control? And this is what I think it is, if I may, is that the same thing happens in California. They don't clear the brush. They don't clear the brush. Remember when Donald Trump, President Trump, went out there with Gavin Newsom to talk about the bad West Coast fires in California, and Trump said on camera. On a live, the press was out there. They were out there live in the woods. And he said, you know, you got to clear the brush. And then people criticized him for it. He was absolutely right in that regard. And they don't, because they're environmentalists, quote unquote. And there probably is an amoeba frog that they don't want to kill. So they can't clear the brush, or a snake that's there, whatever it is. They don't clear it out. You have to maintain the forest. Otherwise, it's going to burn the way it did, hundreds of years ago, the way it will continue to burn. And now they're blaming climate change. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is the worst thing. Now we have a climate problem, and it was man-made. Apparently, this is from man-made fires in Canada, up in Canada. And then it just comes down. And an apology from a Trudeau? And then I'm telling you, too, I went outside yesterday. Did you go out? I wore the N95 mask. Here we go. The masks again. And I'm with the kids. I'm trying to take the garbage out. We're trying to do chores around the house. And I said, no, we're all staying inside. And then today I'm supposed to be out. And then I'm supposed to go to the Yankee game tonight. Is that? We don't know. They say that's on doubleheader. I don't know if that's going to happen. The air seems a little better today than yesterday. I don't know. We have no line on what's going on. Nothing. They're not, just everything is spewed upon us, and then you and I have to figure out what to do. And the air is twice as bad as it was during the morning of September 11th, 2001. So you tell me what's going on, because I don't know, and there's nobody in charge. There's just plain nobody in charge to tell us what's going on. They just say, oh, yeah, stay inside. So I do have some tips for you, if I may. But the tips come from the New York Times. So take it with a grain of salt. I was just scrambling this morning trying to find the correct, not fake news, but real news. So forgive me that I read it from a fake news outlet. So it says a thick smoke can sneak into your home through loose seals and cracks. Closing those up can help. Simply shutting windows can cut pollution by about 30%, the New York Times says. And it says, it goes on to say, you will see an orange tinge, not unlike Donald Trump's face. And then, no, it doesn't say that. I made that up. I made that up because it's the New York Times, right? Hello, is this on? I said, they're going to blame Trump for everything, right? If it still smells like a barbecue inside, listen to the Times. Oh, please. I just wish someone was there. If it still smells like a barbecue inside on a smoky day, placing wet towels around the cracks under doors, around windows, can slow smoke's entry into your home. Do you ever notice that anything and everything happens to us and there's never an answer? The EPA has also recommends avoiding activities like cooking, vacuuming, or smoking on smoky day. Smoke. Thank you. That's EPA. That's it. Thank you. It can stir up pollutants already inside your home. And the American Lung Association recommends using a good welcome mat to wipe your shoes on. See? Look at that. Indoor space. Well, anyway, and they say use a clean room. Now, what I did, I took all the air humidifiers in my house and I cranked them up pretty much full speed, and it's working. But, you know, out in the boondocks, it was actually a little worse than it was. Now I'm supposed to go into meetings this morning. I'm not going to go in because it's like smoking, a pack of cigarettes a day? Is that what they said? It's like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. This is what bothers me, is that these things are like, it's like the virus comes on and we're always behind the eight ball. No one predicts this. You're telling me that Trudeau, you're telling me all the Canadians under Trudeau, they said they didn't know that this was going to happen. They said, look at 9 million acres burned, and this didn't happen. And answer me this, why in Canada is this causing such a problem in America? And why not in California when it burned, when they burned? What was the difference? Can someone explain that to me? Can someone from the government step up on television, explain this to me? Oh, my gosh. And I'm telling you, it is so unsettling, and I'm so tired of them telling us who we shouldn't have voted for, that we're the problem. They're the problem. They have nothing. And then you got AOC saying, oh, this is climate change. Like, this is produced by it's our fault because this is what happens when there's a climate problem. What? These people are nuts. They're as nuts about climate change as they are about genders. Nuts that we're spending the time on genders. And I cannot believe, and sometimes I think, if I may, on the gender thing, they're talking about trans this, trans that, what's going on in schools. Talking about Glendale, California, and Antifa shows up in California to fight because they think like it's anti-trans or something when they're teaching young 6 and 8 years old, 8 year olds about their sexuality. Is that really happening, or are they trying to inflame us? Everything I see online, I question. Everything I see on the news, I question anymore. What is the truth? We don't even know the truth. Because if you watch the news, I keep telling you that, all people of color rob stores, and all people who are not of color, who are white, are Nazis. This is what that, there's no, you know, like in between. Am I right? You know I'm right. I'm looking at this, and online, there's always something. Gosh almighty, can't make it up. Well, we will get to the heart of it politically with James Rosen this morning, and he's the Newsmax chief White House correspondent. Author of Scalia, Rise to Greatness, a great book, and James Rosen. We'll have some fun with James. I really want to touch on James, and I always like to do an analogy about what's happening in Congress, how they're going after Donald Trump, and how he's supposed to be indicted in a second for this Mar-a-Lago raid, but they're leaving everybody alone, including Barack Obama, including former Vice President Pence, including Joe Biden. Where's all that? How does that just stop? And James Rosen will break it all down for us. David Marcus is with us as well. We're going to see what's going on. Who's jumping into the political race? Mike Pence is in, and I'm yawning as I say that. I mean, Mike Pence and Chris Christie, it's all anti-Trump, and you're not going to win that way. You're just plain not going to win that way. Give us a solution. Show us a leader. Look to this kid, Vivek Ramaswamy, and look how he is running his campaign. He just says, this is what we should be as a nation, and he comes up with it. He's not making up little cute little names. He's not attacking people. He is just giving us solutions, and that might be something. And, I could feel the smoke already as we speak. Barbara Stevens president of a New York Empire. This is cool. This is professional. It's called Disc League. It's the frisbee. I love this. We'll have some fun with that. Joe DiGenova fired up, and there's the possibility of that indictment against Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago case, right? And then we'll talk to about the head of CNN got whacked. We talked about that yesterday. This guy Chris Licht. I don't know how they put these people in front of and in charge of these big organizations, but he's whacked because I guess CNN's just been failing miserably. So and maybe it was because they put the Trump town hall. You think? But he's out. So we'll talk to Christian Toto about that. Kyle Bailey is aviation analyst, and they're shutting down. They were grounding some flights. Yes, they were grounding flights. So we got to see what are they doing today. And are the Yanks playing today? We hear they are. Doubleheader. How can they do that in this weather? Joe Bastardi is going to tell us about that. And we'll talk about exactly what's happening. Let's have some conjecture. What's going on in Canada? Something's up, and you know it is. Tom Holman about what's going on with California, Texas pushing back on Florida's migrant flights, which is good. Eric Adams, I read, mayor of New York, suing cities for not taking migrants. I mean, you can't make it up. But all that aside, let's put all that aside for a second, and let me tell you this. Let me say two words. Mary Lou Henner. How about that? Mary Lou's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm so excited. And let me just plug her new movie, Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, something new that is on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And so just for a second, I went back and I watched Johnny Dangerously, where she sang the song Dangerously. And I remember when we shot that on the lot, and Michael Keaton was there, and I was there, and as they shot that, she did it was a big production number. And I'm dying to ask her because I don't remember. I think she shot the whole number in one take. I mean, they did multiple takes to what they call cover the shot, you know, cover the scene. But I think she did it just all in one. Remember she was on the piano singing and Johnny Dangerously? Remember that? Yeah. So the great Mary Lou Henner will be kind enough to join us. So before we break, Pat Cooper died. And he was one of the funniest cats in the world. I've known Pat. And you know, it's interesting. I have so many friendships, I've just known the folks, but it's not publicly known and stuff. And we don't go out and, you know, I don't publicize it, but I've known Pat. So, and I've been very close to Pat Cooper for many, many years. And I always thought that Pat looked to me like a son. I always did, because he was always like with advice. I've been with him so many times. I can't even remember. Just constantly. And we met at a fight. And I think it was a Larry Holmes fight or something in Vegas. And I was there, and it was the 1980s, and I was leaving. And then I hear, Joe, like that, and I turn around, and it's Pat Cooper. Because I had done a Pat Cooper impression on Saturday Night Live. Because I always love to do something esoteric on SNL, you know? Something esoteric where if three people get it, it's almost kind of hipper to do it than not do it. You know what I mean? Because they'll just be like aware of it. And you always, so I said, let me do to Pat Cooper on Tom Snyder. You remember Tom Snyder? Good morning, everybody. Remember Tom? He was great. Snyder was great. And Cooper went on Pat Snyder and railed and destroyed everybody in the business. Who got this? Who got that? He went after Jerry Vale and the fruit basket. He told the story about the fruit basket. Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll play those things, because he got mad that the fruit basket came to Pat's dressing room, and then Jerry Vale walked into Pat's dressing room and said, "Oh, the fruit basket's for me." And Pat said on the air, then on the Tom Snyder Show into the camera, he goes, "Jerry, take the fruit, choke on it." And then Pat was on with Howard. He went on. He was the best. Oh, I miss him so much already.
He was a scary individual. I interviewed him once when I had a radio show in college, he was a little frightening, but I enjoyed Pat.
But the vulnerability is this. I believe it was the Jerry Lewis roast, and we were there at the Friars Club. And those things, I'm not a roast person at all. I just don't like them. I don't think they're funny. It's how vile you can be. So, but everybody who was anybody was there. De Niro was there. Scorsese was there. Of course, Jerry was there, and everybody was there. And Gilbert was there. Gilbert was always funny. Again, another comic genius. And then Patton and I were sitting close together toward the end of the dais, and he's looking around. I'll never forget. Forgive me, but he goes, "Ah, Joe," and in his Pat Cooper way, he goes, He was about to go up. I got to pee. Excuse me for saying that. So now I'm looking for a security guy to take Pat Cooper. You know, I kind of watched over him, you know. Then I got to tell you, he gets up at this roast and killed it. I mean, crushed it, destroyed everybody. Don't even show up, funny. Don't even, if you do your ticket, don't even show up. Cooper killed it. And he always did that. Pat always did that. But he was so honest. I mean, he went after Lisa Lampanelli, who was funny and very and nice, but she started after him. He buried everybody, and it was just great. But more so, a gentle soul and a nice man that I've spent so much time with, and we miss Pasquale Caputo. That's what he told me that day in Vegas when he followed me. He goes, Joe, my real name's Pasquale Caputo. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm Italian. Like that, and we were friends ever since. So rest in peace, Pat. And I know you got everybody laughing up there, man. But I tell you, a sweetheart of a guy, great guy, comic genius, Pat Cooper, passed away yesterday at the age of 93 years old. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Deb's on the roads. Hi, Deb. Deb, how you doing? You all right? It's crazy out there. This is nuts with the smoke. Are you okay?
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, like you said, it's been really, really strange. When I was in one of the salons that I sell to at like 1 o'clock yesterday, and then we, you know, had a meeting with all the stuff. I walked out, and I said, oh, I feel like I was in a movie. I said, what's going on?
It's crazy.
It got so heavy, right?
Yeah, you know, and I could still, we have the worst air quality and pollution city. It's New York City. So I could feel it even today. So please be careful. And now I'm looking for current pictures. It's hard to get the current pictures of today because yesterday it was just like a blackout. It was like scary.
Yep.
And nobody in charge. Nobody telling us what's going on. So we'll just stay with it. Hey, Deb, how are we doing? Traffic? Why people showing up, though? They're not staying home?
Well, you know what? I know some companies are letting people work from home, but I'm here ready to work. So
there
no
you
problem.
Go, kid. That's all that counts.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, altered inside parking rules are suspended today because of the poor air quality. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect, though, so don't forget to pay the meter. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about 20 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland 15. We're seeing some ongoing issues here on Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway eastbound, as you get out through East Quag, all lanes closed, and it's all due to an accident investigation. The accident happened at 4 this morning. That whole area is completely closed. We're seeing a lot of extra traffic here on Quag Riverhead Road through that area as well. Watch for slowdowns on Sheridan Boulevard as you head out through the Bronx. The problem is an accident being cleared as you get right out toward the Cross Bronx Expressway, so expect some delays there. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to Lido Boulevard and Lido Beach with ongoing construction. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Debbie, telling you about Relief Factor. You got to take Relief Factor if you want to be out of pain. I keep telling you. And you say, all right, Joe, I hear you, but you're not. I don't know if you're ordering. Although I must say tens of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor and they're out of pain every single day. So I would suggest respectfully that you get the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, relieffactor.com. And don't forget that when I tell you hundreds of thousands try Relief Factor, 70% go on to order more. That is tens of thousands of people. And they're all out of pain. And they tell me, you know, in the old days, they'd say, does that stuff really work? That really worked, that Relief Factor stuff. And now they say, you know what, Joe, thanks for telling me about Relief Factor because I'm out of pain. And we want you out of pain. 3-week quick start, still only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF, or again, relieffactor.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe of the radio, talking about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you good things that are that make your life easier. So if you call 973-705-8905, you get over to see Alex Kinsella, and you can get a great deal at Route 22 Toyota. You'll get a car at Route 22 Toyota. How about that? You know, the supply chain. Just supply. If I hear that one more time, man, am I right or wrong? The supply chain. Well, you know what? Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota have gotten over the supply chain thing, and they got a pretty darn nice selection of new cars over at Route 22 Toyota, like the RAV4 and the Highlanders. And you know what they're doing? Something that another dealer would never do. They're holding the inventory for you, for the folks that are kind enough to always be their loyal customer base. And that's exactly what the number's about, 973-705-8905. That's why I'm telling you to run over to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and you could check out all the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles, and you could get a great selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. So it's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone over at Route 22 Toyota and Alex Kinsella's team. It's right there in Hillside, New Jersey. And you just tell them, Joe Piscopo sent me.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Hey, compadre, che vuoi suonare? Che se suona un fiscaletto? È come se suona un fiscaletto?
So we got Pat Cooper passed away. Everybody's talking about, and there's a lot to get into news-wise, but Pat was a friend, long-time friend, and I can't tell you how close we were all ears. And as I speak to you right now this morning, 6:26 in the morning, it's Thursday, it's June 8th, I think of all the times we've been together, nightclubs, backstages, going to see him at Harrah's down the shore in Atlantic City, and then going backstage with Joey just reminded me yesterday that we were there, and there was Pat in a running suit in between shows. I mean, you know what I
mean?
They
all dressed like that then.
Yeah. He was the guy, and he was just so much fun, and always, and don't forget, he'd come out, the curtain was closed, and he would come in front of the curtain, and that was it, and it was just Pat, and he was brilliant, and he went through a litany of things, and, you know, we'd do about an hour and a half, and really a great comic in that regard. People got upset with him because he was so brutally honest, but he was great for Howard Stern, and he was great on a lot of other shows. He did Seinfeld and everything else. He did films. But then he goes, this was the funny, we were going to do his I guess it was that cooking show he was going to do or something. And then I went to his apartment in New York, and Joe, I don't know if you heard about it, but it was legendary. It was down by the Village, or Chelsea area, tiny little apartment. And that, yet he had a beautiful house in Vegas. He had a beautiful house in Vegas.
Right.
And then he kept a little tiny apartment, but just to keep a place in New York. And we hung out there. And then we were going someplace. And then we went and we did a benefit, I remember. As I think about it, that I never got paid for. I said, why do I name that guy? He goes, you're going to get paid for this benefit. Pay for this benefit. We go down. It's in Jersey somewhere. It's me. I get up. I do a little something. And then Pat gets up and does something. And he says to the crowd, I don't need to be here. I don't need to be here. He goes, I got a $700,000 house in Vegas. I need this. I need this. I need this. And he goes, everything I wanted to say, he said, you know. He was so funny. Oh, my God. So what do you got? What do you got for
okay,
us?
Okay, so I have two clips. One
good
is
good morning.
Good morning. So one clip is from his Manja Manja pilot that he filmed. It's you and him, and you're talking a little bit about how the two of you met. So Okay. Take a listen to this.
The first time I meet this guy is in Vegas. Remember, I started doing Saturday Night Live 100 years ago, whatever it was. And we're at a fight. I forget who was fighting there. I think it was Larry Holmes or someone was fighting. Yeah. And out of the blue, we're down in... You came over. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember. Anything about you, I remember, Joe.
He comes over. He goes, Joe, come over. He goes, I'm Pasquale Caputo. He tells me his real name. And we just hit it off since then, right?
He must had the biggest night when I went on Tom Snyder and went after everybody.
He
did it on the Saturday Night Live, and he never gave me the tape. You can't find that tape, can you?
Can't find it, no. They buried
it. Impression of me.
We saw him on Snyder, on the old Snyder show, which was hysterical, where you went after everybody.
I went after everybody.
We were all Saturday Night Live watching. I said, this guy's a genius, man. Where does he have the cojones to do this, right? Is what I was thinking of, actually. And we did. So I did a Pat Cooper impression.
I had
and
everybody stop me.
They did. They said,
oh, they said that Joe Piscopo did a thing. I said, you're kidding me. I missed it.
We got to dig up the tape.
He did it great. I said, there you go. And we haven't talked since.
I just saw Pat last month down in Atlantic City. You were great, man.
Thank you.
Sammy was great. And you were fabulous.
Sammy who?
Sammy Butera. The guy who opened. Sammy Butera. You don't remember the guys that opened?
I don't remember anybody on the show.
Sammy Butera was a great show.
Sammy Butera, you got to fight him to get off the floor. Okay, listen, Joe, we're going to come right back. We got a commercial. We'll come back.
Can we eat this stuff?
Conversation.
Can we eat everything? Good. Okay, great.
That was a great show. Thank you. Pat Cooper. And again, that's another one. And again, it's so funny. Somebody said when they called the Sunday show and they said to me, I said, oh, thank, great to be in memory lane. No. When I talk about folks that I've had the honor to work with, like Pat, you know, certainly Mr. Sinatra, certainly, it's like it's just to enlighten folks who are younger, perhaps listening with their parents as I speak, you know, in the car now, going to school or wherever, and teaching and enlightening another generation of the greatness of those who have come before us, whether it's in the military, law enforcement, in politics, a few and far between in politics, certainly, but in entertainment. And there are some greats in entertainment. Sam Butera was one. Sam Butera was a sax player for Louis Prima, and he was one of the great. He worked constantly. I could tell you the whole story. How Louis was in New Orleans, and then Louis had a downturn in his career. Because Louis Prima, because he had the big band, the big bands were out of style, and so they said, "Well, come to Vegas." And Louis puts together. It's a wild story. He gets Keeley Smith, and who did he grab? He went back to New Orleans, and he got Sam Butera to play with him, and it was one of the greatest music groups ever. Was Louis Prima with Keeley Smith and Sam Butera in the group? Ned Sullivan, and I'm telling you what, and Pat was with Sammy, and it was just classic. Classic old style, if you call it retro, whatever you want to call it, entertainment. But those cats worked. Sammy worked on stage, and Pat was just a comic genius. And miss him, just a great, great guy. When did you interview him, Joe?
This was probably in 2015, I'd say. So quite a number of years ago. He was still living in New York at the time, and I'd say the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, he's been living primarily in Las Vegas with his last wife. He was almost funnier, I think, though, not even as a stand-up, just when he was legitimately angry about stuff. Yeah. When you'd hear him on Howard Stern, when you'd see him on Tom Snyder going after everybody. Yeah. And by the way, I do have a clip of Jerry Vale, if you want to hear that.
Is this Pat Cooper talking about Jerry Vale? Please, let's play it. Let's hear it.
All right, my wife sends me a fruit basket. My wife. The card was lost, you know, from your wife, Patty, I love you. It was lost. All right? Jerry Vale, not a bargain, right? Jerry Vale, he turns around, he thinks it's his, he takes a fruit basket and puts it in his room. So I got some, you know, what am I saying? My wife said, that's because he's the star. Because when I'm the closing act, that's my fruit basket. Take the fruit basket, choke on it, who cares? Who cares? But that's the ego.
That's great.
I saw that. Oh, gosh.
It's amazing after that interview that man ever worked again, because he went after Lola Falana, Jack Jones, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet,
hey, by
Tom
the way,
Jones.
Jerry Vale was a sweetheart and a brilliant guy. He had so many fans. And
yes. Another bargain.
He says another bargain. So I saw this. I'm a kid on SNL, and I go to Barry Blaustein and Dave Sheffield. our two key writers at the time, and I said, we got to recreate this. And let me play Pat Cooper, because we just love that, you know, that everything goes up against the mainstream media kind of thing, kind of this eclectic and esoteric media. And I did an impression of Pat doing exactly that. And he loved it. We were friends ever since. Rest in peace, Pasquale Caputo. And then the last time I talked to him, remember, he's been on this show.
Right.
You know, and if we ever cataloged anything, we could play some conversation. But you know what? I don't know why. At the current day radio, as soon as you say it goes away. It just goes away. You
right.
Know, we don't catalog anything. But
I can probably do a little digging. I know he did a Sinatra birthday anniversary show with you that you did at Patsy's a few years ago.
Yeah. You know what? He was there. And I remember Bobby Rydell was there not too long ago, by the way. Bobby wrote a book. We were there at Patsy's with Gilbert, Paul Schaefer, Bobby Rydell. Tony Danza was kind enough to show up. Wait a minute. And then Pat was there. Yes, Pat was there. And Danny Aiello. That was a great, great night. Those guys were great. But the last time I talked about it, I said, Pat, how you doing? What are you doing? He goes, I'm lying down. I'm practicing for dying. He goes,
wow.
Like that. I'm lying down. He said it like that. Do we know what he passed away from? Do we know?
No, I didn't see that they had announced a cause of death. But the thing that does make me sad, though, is I'm doubtful he ever resolved a lot of the issues he had with his children, with his family, and that does make me sad that he never
we know that
sought
for a fact.
To resolve
sometimes,
the issues. I'm assuming that he, knowing Pat and the grudges that he held, he probably never did.
But because they always said that about Jerry Lewis, and that was all fake. A lot of it was fake news. So we're finding out as we research our Jerry.
Well, his
Lewis
son
project.
Wrote a yeah. whole book about it. His son wrote a book. Yeah. Basically, yeah. It was. More or less an open letter to his father about, you know, why don't you pay attention to me?
Yeah, you know, yeah, but a lot of it was all fake news. A lot of it was all fake news. And
that's
it was
interesting.
All manufactured. Yeah, you find out later, you know, because you do.
I would believe it. I would certainly believe it.
Everybody likes to inflame everything. And also, we'll take a break here. Bill Gagan is going to do news. Al is Al's such a good husband. He's with Jennifer, and they're taking care of some family business. So we wish them all the best. But
so good a husband, in fact, he won't be going to your party on Saturday.
that's right. He's staying. No, he doesn't go out. He just doesn't like to go out unless it's a beer thing, and it could be he could get a very drunk at a craft beer.
Who would blame him?
So on this this whole smoke thing, this smoke screen, literally, it's like this is what bothers me. And I'm reading from an online thing that used to be great. It's called NJ.com, you know, and now they have opinion here at NJ.com out of the Star Ledger, I guess it is, choking on climate denial. So they tell us is if you're wondering about the cost of climate change, here it is, diminishing your quality of life today. It's the apocalyptic haze hanging over our state. That strange cough that has nothing to do with climate change. This, they're wrong. I don't know why NJ.com and now with the Star Ledger, that used to be the Newark Evening News, that used to be a great publication, and this is my home. This is my home, our home paper in Jersey, one of our home papers in Jersey. Why they're going along with the Murphy administration? Why do they feel they have to do that? As journalists, as people who are supposed to speak the truth, why do you go hook, line? There is the climate change situation. What's happening? Is there climate change? Can we clean up the earth? Everybody knows, yes, of course you can. But to think that we, as humans, are going to affect earth, I'm telling you, we will just cut this back, cut that back, only to make it worse. No, you're stopping fuel of vehicles, and you can do electric vehicles. Where do you get the electricity from the electric vehicle? Do you believe that I have to say something that elementary to somebody like NJ.com and to say stop? And when they're going and they're mining cobalt with slave labor, people of color and slave labor in Africa, owned by the Chinese, to make the minerals for everything that we use, and first and foremost the electric cars. It's a ruse, and I'm telling you what's going to happen. What happened in Canada now is man-made from some bums out there that are starting forest fires, perhaps. This is what I'm alleging. I don't know that that's the case. But that it's something like that that's going to happen. or something worse, God forbid, with the small nuclear tactical device that Vladimir Putin's going to use in this Ukraine war, because this cabal running the White House, whoever it is, likes war. So now they're going to escalate it. Iran's going to have a nuclear bomb. All that's going to be the end of time. Let's concentrate on that. Don't lie to me. And don't listen to the politicians that are virtue signaling, painting one broad stroke of, climate change, of how of white supremacy. Don't. You got to be a journalist. You got to have guts. You got to speak the truth. That's what I was always taught when I studied broadcasting in school. What are these people? They're just echoing these politicians who are just trying to get elected and save their jobs. The newspapers, the online, the networks. Gosh, what's happening to these people? The whole news media is crumbling, and you're being lied to, and you're perpetuating lies. When it comes to this whole climate thing, you know, I know it's a fallacy because they're allowing one of the most beautiful creatures that God ever created on the planet, these beautiful whales, these beautiful dolphins that you see in the oceans, you know, and they're washing ashore by the dozens in New Jersey. And because they are saying it's better for energy to put in these monstrosities of windmills, where it takes oil to make those, it takes plastics to make those, you will pollute the ocean if you put those in, you will hurt fishing, you are killing mammals, you are killing God's creatures, and you're telling me about climate change. You know, to quote a former governor, shut up and sit down. What? Yeah, you could use it. Christy, that's one thing. There's no way he's going to win, but you can always quote him for a good quote, right?
Well, unsafe as it might be outside, by the way, I have to say, if this is the smell of climate change, it doesn't smell too bad. It's kind of like a campfire or a barbecue.
20 before 7 o'clock, Bill Gagan in for Al Cattullo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 56 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor Adams pleading with residents to stay indoors.
We're encouraging New Yorkers to stay home indoors tonight and tomorrow whenever possible. All New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
The mayor made the comments yesterday as Canadian wildfire smoke is creating poor air quality conditions across more than a dozen states. Adams said Wednesday's air quality in the city was the worst since the 1960s. New Jersey state fire officials say that the state's largest forest fire, the one that broke out in Jackson Township on Tuesday, is 100% contained. It burned more than 80 acres. All roads around the park have been reopened, and the investigation into the cause of the fire continues. Sports action: Braves over the Mets, 7-5. NBA Finals, Game 3 goes to the Nuggets. They beat the Heat. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan, AM 970, The Answer. Let's get a check of the roadways. Good morning, Debbie Duhane.
And good morning, Bill. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway eastbound. Everything closed out in East Quogue. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation over there. Lido Boulevard in Lido Beach. Watch for some ongoing construction as well. Traffic slowing down on the outbound Gowanus at 38th. A disabled minivan. And traffic is also moving slowly this morning as you head to Sheridan Boulevard at the Cross Bronx with an accident cleared. Some slowdowns on the LIE eastbound right at Little Neck Parkway. Two lanes blocked with a debris spill inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. It's an accident being cleared from the center tube. Traffic sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Partly cloudy today, hazy, high of 73. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap.
Hey, it's Joe in the radio. How you doing? I want to speak to you for a moment about a serious subject, if I can. Cancer. you know, oof. And I know, you know, I had it all those years ago. And, you know, in retrospect, I wish I knew Dr. Gil Lederman back then. You have the chance to do that now, see. And the grace of God, everything worked out for me. But Dr. Gil Lederman is a step ahead with radio surgery. This is like, let me tell you about it. And then if you're going through cancer or a loved one or a friend, will you tell them just to call 212-CHOICES, please, and to talk to Dr. Gil Lederman. He is so ahead of the game. Internationally renowned, by the way. Internationally renowned. So, and Dr. Lederman was the first to bring body radio surgery to America. Now, Dr. Lederman's team has put together a DVD of numerous patients telling their stories, all various forms of cancer treatment success, for you to see firsthand. By the way, I've seen this DVD, I've watched it, and I was amazed at how honest people became and how grateful they are to Dr. Lederman for taking care of them and virtually, if I may, healing them. It's a beautiful, beautiful DVD to watch. So you can call 212-CHOICES, get the free DVD. In the meantime, radio surgery is most frequently a comfortable, outpatient, non-invasive treatment. Very little, if any, normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life for you. Radio Surgery New York, conveniently located right there in Manhattan, 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. Call Dr. Lederman for an appointment, all right? And for that DVD, would you do that? And we're lucky to have Dr. Lederman in New York. Again, everybody around the world knows Dr. Gil Lederman. It's time for you to get to know him. Or if you have a friend that has a cancer situation, please call 212-CHOICES. 212-CHOICES.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, so Joe talking about weddings. I know weddings. I've done a couple weddings. Oh, and I was talking with Kimberly, my ex, about the last wedding. We had a wedding. Oh, we had a great wedding, you know. But, you know, if I ever did it again, I would probably make sure I called Captain Fred at the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Because I know weddings. I know good venues. I got experience. What am I going to tell you? And you want a really premier wedding venue? Go right on the Atlantis Yacht. How beautiful is that? You get 360-degree views of Manhattan, the skyline. They have three decks, main deck, sky deck, lounge deck. And they have a wedding coordinator for you and special event planners that will leave no stone unturned during your wedding planning process. So if you have a corporate party, by the way, we do the Schmooze Cruise. I call it the Schmooze Cruise. We do it with Captain Fred, and we do it with the great stellar staff of New York Cruises on the Atlantis Yacht. And we have such love for, and we're very fortunate, and I never take it for granted. And I always give a big shout-out to our wonderful sales staff, our sales chief, Frankie Volpe. They work so hard, and we are, by the grace of God, doing so well on this radio station. And when an advertiser wants to come in, they become family. To me, I take it very seriously. Whatever I tell you about with Dr. Lederman or Balance of Nature, whatever it is, Michael's of Brooklyn, they are family. And we all go out on the cruise together. Now, how do you show that family the respect that they deserve to be shown for being part of the radio family, for being our friends, and showing, a respect for them? We do it on the Atlantis of New York Cruises. It is spectacular. And then I go on, I do a little performance, you know, and Mikey's with me or Olivia's with me. We just have so much fun. Imagine having a wedding on the Atlantis. It's spectacular. Or, by the way, you got a court, you're head of H&R, or you got to put together the 4th of July party. You call Captain Fred, 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Roll out.
There we go.
Lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Pretty soon. 6:48 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Ralph calling in. My buddy Ralph calling in. Ralph, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Joe. It's Ralph Contini from Hackensack.
Hey, how you doing, pal? How you doing? And we had a great night the other night.
We did, but I wanted to reach out to you on behalf of the Tri-State Italian American Congress. I wanted to thank you for attending the Tri-State Italian American Congress annual dinner reception at the Metropolitan Club on Tuesday night.
Thank
along
you,
with honoring John and Margot Katsimatidis, along with Cardinal Dolan, and many of your the radio personalities and colleagues. It was really a great night, and I just wanted to tell you that.
You know what, Ralph, you are so great, because I know they put the whole onus on you. They said, here, Ralph, you put it all together. And then we sat before him with Lieutenant Luigi Monetta, and we sat down, and then you said, here's the rundown. And then this is, I told the story yesterday, Ralph, when they said, I saw my name singing the national anthem. I said, no one told me. Let's call Christopher Macchio. How great was this kid, Ralph? What a pleasant surprise. But the night deserved that. With Cardinal Dolan there, with John and Margot there, it was just a spectacular night. And let me go right back to you, Ralph Contini. God bless you for all you're doing for the Italians and the Italian-American Congress. That was a great night celebrating ethnicity in New York, my friend.
Well, your support for the Italian-American community is very well documented throughout the years. You always bring out and showcase the best of our heritage. We want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Ralph. You're most kind. Listen, anytime, thank you for being there and for just having putting a great, great night together, Ralph. And thanks for taking the time.
I will see you on Columbus Day for sure, Joe, okay?
That's it, man. I look forward. Give your wife.
I'll be there with Unico National as national president of Unico. I look forward to spend some time with you then.
Yeah, Ralph, I look forward to it as well. Give your wife my personal best, and thank
I
you
sure
for
always. Will.
Thank you for being such a strong supporter of the cause. Thank you, my friend. Ralph Contini right there. By the way, it was great. It was a great, great night. A great night where we celebrated the Italian-Americans. It's the Italian-American Tri-State Congress. And everybody from all over was there for John and Margo. It was a love fest. Everything that great was. It reminded me of the days when New York was great. And maybe, you don't know, maybe we're bringing it back, you know. I know we got to break Oh, just hold the calls for a second. Let me go to Debbie for a second. Then we're going to grab some calls. We always appreciate when you check in. But Debbie's on the roads. Looks like we could see a little better this morning, Deb, out there, huh?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. Yesterday was unbelievable, wasn't it? It was just
scary. Just
crazy.
Scary that they have no control. But I'm looking at the at this Air Now app, and it's like it's very unhealthy. The air is still very unhealthy. It is.
Right.
But it's better than yesterday, but still very unhealthy. What are you going to do in New York? So if you got to come in, you come in. But if you don't have to go in, you don't go in, Deb, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you have any type of breathing issues. Probably better to stay in. They say it's like smoking a pack of cigarettes, just walking through it. So,
yeah,
the
number I'm looking at here is 223. It was closer to 400 yesterday, twice as bad as 9/11. I swear to goodness gracious, unbelievable. But in any case, how are we doing traffic-wise? That seems to be one constant we could depend on, right, Deb?
Yeah, that's for sure. Always traffic. And because of the air quality, believe it or not, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules, they remain in effect, though. Inbound towards Washington Bridge, 25 minutes in. Lincoln 30, an accident was just clear from that center tube. The Holland Tunnel, still about 30 minutes getting into town. We're seeing delays, Joe, as you take a ride over to the LIE. LIE eastbound, stop-and-go traffic is a Little Neck Parkway. It looks like a debris spill over there to contend with. And we're still seeing delays over on Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through East Quag. Everything is completely closed. It's an ongoing investigation here on Sunrise Highway East in East Quag. Let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike, the eastern spur north at 15E. It's a car fire. That one's still being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tune in tonight at 7 for Legal Night on Radio Night Live, sponsored by Plaza College. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Start your lucrative career in court reporting today. Visit plazacollege.edu to get started. plazacollege.edu.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in to The Catman every weekday evening at 5. Catch him, if you can, on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Once again, we have that haze and smoke from the distant Canadian wildfires going to cause some more poor air quality concerns. So please keep that in mind as you go outdoors. And if you need to, you can always wear one of the N95 masks or just limit your time outdoors in general because we still have some smoke today into tonight. High temperature is going to be around 73, a low of 57, and then it's better tomorrow and Saturday. We do have some thundershower chances each day. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Jeffrey. Joe on the radio, and just checking out everything for you outside. I'm looking here. It's better today. Still unhealthy. Can I tell you what? Why I got to be I got to be careful not to say something clinically, but I love you enough to tell you every single morning. The things I put in my body, I'm very, very careful with. I really, ever since, you know, you go through some health issues or whatever, that's why I take Balance of Nature, because it has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables for a daily dose. I will double my dose. I will do that throughout the day, and especially when something I go outside and I can't see. Yeah, well, you know, I'm thinking, well, something's up. I'm taking the Balance of Nature. You know, come on, give me some more Balance of Nature. I don't know, the world ending. Give me my Balance of Nature. I got to be careful, but I have to be because on the radio they watch out for us, especially if we're a truthful radio station, folks that speak the truth on the radio. You know, the government watches out everything you say. You know, or these media groups watch out what you say. And I'm telling you what works for me. Do you hear me? This is my caveat. What works for me. And what works for me in a spectacular way is Balance of Nature. And I take it in the morning. I'll take it twice in the morning, like a double dose in the morning. I do double dose at night. And then if I'm really pushing myself, I'll take even more, because all it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. This is your time to get on the Balance of Nature journey, just to try it, because we have a discount for you, 35% off on any new preferred order. You have your access to your own private health coach. That is a courtesy of the Howard family. Use the discount code ANSWER, okay? Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code ANSWER. It's 800-246-8751. I think we can get you healthy. I think we could build up your immune system. I think you could do it with Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. The code is ANSWER.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, theanswer.com.
Let me go to Gary real quick. Gary, kind enough to call in from Bloomfield. Hi, Gary. How you doing? We got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Lifelong resident of Essex County here. The New York Star Ledger has been a first-class, second-rate rag forever, yeah, trying to emulate the New York Times.
Yeah.
Also, wanted to let you know, Joe, a few weeks ago, we spoke about the refrigerator that we couldn't get repaired.
Yes.
Well, they replaced everything in the Frigidaire. We got a new GE, and now have two 68-year-old people with two full-size refrigerators, one in the garage, one in the house. Also, Joe, regarding climate change, you know what really is going to help with that? Sarcasm here. 5 million new illegal aliens.
Yeah. So that's so true.
I spoke to friends in Canada last night, Joe. When the road ends up there, it ends for hundreds of miles, and some of those fires they can't get to. That's how big and remote Canada is.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
Got this great is phone. Not, Joe, this is not about climate change. That's a cult, okay?
That's a
cult.
You're absolutely right on the money and everything. And good. God bless with the refrigerators. I love it. I got to get a second one, too. Except they're all made in China, Gary. What are we going to do? That's Bluefield, New Jersey right there. Thank you, Gary. Great phone call. Appreciate it very, very much. Yeah, it's so interesting because that's why when I come on the radio, I always like to be honest, and I always like to bring to you guests that are honest and that speak honestly and that aren't overseen by a corporation or some kind of legacy that they're supposed to uphold that they believe in. That is indeed false. We try to be honest. That's why we reach out to the great James Rosen, David Marcus as well. Barbara Stevens will join. Joe DeGeneva, talk about speaking the truth. He'll be fired up this morning. Kyle Bailey's going to join. And Christian Toto, we're going to check out how CNN is such an upside-down situation. Tom Holman, Joe Bastardi. Hey, how about Marilou Henner? We got a radio show for you. It's Piscopo, and we are coming right back.
Yeah. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.